The Thánaiste said the government's July stimulus will be radical and far-reaching. It's due to be unveiled the week after next. Leo Varadkar was speaking as the UK Chancellor unveiled the British government's economic stimulus plan. Conal McCrillia, chief economist with Davy, is on the line. £30 billion is what Rishi Sunak believes the UK will need to spend. Conal, it's ambitious. Do we need to do something proportionate here? And what would we be looking at if so?
It's around 1.4% of GDP in the UK, so I think that's seen as a significant stimulus. But the issue in the UK is that they're withdrawing their jobs furlough scheme. So you've got workers on their schemes in the UK. They're planning to withdraw those schemes from October. So if they move off those schemes and start to claim the level of universal benefit in the UK, that'd be a very big hit to their two incomes in the UK. So they have a slightly different issue to ourselves in that their rates of welfare benefit are considerably lower than our own. So effectively, Rishi Sunak is in a race against time where he hopes the economy recovers and jobs growth comes back in the UK before the end of that particular scheme. So we have many of the same issues here. We're seeing the fall off in unemployment claimants already. So some progress, but obviously a fear that the number of jobs that won't be replaced or come back, particularly in, say, tourism, it could still be very, very high. So I suppose there's a difficult issue around the labour market there, which we need to think about. And so if you compare us to the UK, I think the UK has been much more aggressive in terms of the kind of business supports, the credit guarantee scheme they've implemented there. And I suppose when we see the scheme for the July stimulus from the government, we'll really be looking for the details around the credit guarantee scheme where the legislation will go through and maybe some of the terms of the scheme may be amended to make it more likely banks have been lending money to small businesses who are facing very severe liquidity constraints at the moment.
And when it comes to that liquidity scheme, will it be necessary to triage businesses here? And would we have to be blunt in that exercise and say some are just not going to survive and maybe it's pointless pumping state money into them?
It's a very difficult issue that has to be resolved. The Minister for Finance, I think, is on record as saying that Irish banks will still have to have some skin in the game. It's not going to be 100% guarantee as in the UK. So, there's very difficult judgments to be made. Does the state really have any role in supporting businesses which may not be viable going into 2021 when the economy has reopened? And does that make sense? So if it isn't going to be 100% guarantee, there's still a commercial decision to be made about whether it can be profitable.
Then we may well see
some companies not support.
Conal, sorry, your line seems to be dropping out there, but we might just leave it there. But thanks very much indeed for talking to us this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30. Now it's back to Gavin.